Magic Breakfast with Brooke.
You guys know I've been following MasterChef so closely this season. It's always bittersweet because on a Sunday night we have an elimination and now it's all the favourites. But I get to talk to them, which is a bonus. And this morning I have Connor on the phone with me. Good morning, Connor.
Good morning, Brooke. Thank you so much for having me, mate.
No, thank you for being here. It was so devastating to watch you last night. I think you made the comment that you felt like you were drained before you'd even really started. Walk us through what happened.
Well, yeah, I think I don't mind screwing myself over with the dish, but when I screwed Amir over with the dish, it was heartbreaking to put someone else there. And then once I got to the second, it was a big day. And by that cook, I think I was just spent.
Yeah, yep, for sure. I can understand that. And look, it's such a horrible thing. You know, you go through this elimination and that's when I step in and talk to you. But it's not all bad, right? How was your overall experience?
Oh, God, it's the opposite of bad. Yeah. You know, everything post getting into 24 is just positive just to be there. You know, I was actually there for a lot longer than I ever thought I would be. So I look back at it so fondly.
Oh, that's fantastic. And what was your favourite? Because you've had some amazing people, you know, Curtis Stone last night. What was your highlight?
Yeah, not a huge fan of Curtis Stone right now, but definitely fair. Andreas Papadakis coming in on Monday to do pasta. I've gone to his restaurant so many times. Mm. Probably not the biggest name everyone knows about, but when he walked in, I knew exactly who he was.
Yeah, definitely a bit of a fangirl moment for you.
Very fangirl moment. I couldn't even speak to him, and I was fine with Nigella, but Andreas, I was like, oh, God, oh, God.
Oh, amazing. So tell us, Connor, what is next for you?
So if you want to follow anything, creamy_confusion is my Instagram and all the updates will be there. But I'm currently working on a modern Greek cookbook and working towards opening my own sandwich shop called Sit Down Dora After My Mum with a hidden bar called Shut Up Mike at the back.
Amazing. So you're a bit of a sandwich guy then. What's your go-to filling?
Tuna melt. I'll be doing on Studio 10 today. But I am a hospo boy, so knowing a good sandwich at 1 a.m. when you get home from work is key to being a hospo worker.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, Connor. It's been lovely to chat with you, despite the circumstances, of course.
Absolutely.
And Riverland, of course. MasterChef continues tonight on Channel 10, so check it out. Thanks, Connor.
Cheers, Brooke. Have a good one.
You too.